Hello and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And today it's something a bit different to usual. Last week we had a visit from Jane King, editor of Farmers Weekly, and together with her colleague Debbie Beaton, they spent a couple of days taking a close look at our farming in the Highlands. And just before they flew back to London, I got Jane's thoughts on what they'd seen.
Wonderful. I've had a fabulous time. Beautiful part of the world, spectacular scenery, and some really inspirational people that I've met in farming. Very entrepreneurial, lots of mixed farming businesses doing lots of really interesting and progressive things. And I've taken home quite a lot of messages about this part of the world and how in many ways a lot of what you're doing up here is quite sort of advanced in terms of seeing farming in a global marketplace, which I think is quite interesting, and also thinking big but also thinking local as well, which is hugely important, and seeing the opportunities of growing a business by really looking at the local identity and the provenance of the products that are being produced from here.
Do you think that people south of the border tend to view the Highlands of Scotland as sort of cottages in heather?
We probably do, actually. I think we certainly don't know enough about the Highlands, and I definitely think that we need to do more to sort of raise the profile of what is going on up here and put, you know, some of these very entrepreneurial farmers on the map a bit more, because they're doing some really interesting stuff which is really exploiting the really good things you've got going up here. I mean, you've got an abundance of water, wonderful soils, lots of land, a real cultural identity which really differentiates this part of the world. And the farmers I've met in the last 2 days really have got a handle on that and know how to exploit it. We need to share some of that a bit more across the UK.
And what's the one impression that's going to last with you when you've left the Highlands, do you think?
The one impression, I think, huge sense of pride in what people are doing up here, very proud of their national identity, and also a big sense of trying to differentiate what they do up here. In a world where there's a lot of everybody doing the same thing, it's impressive that people want to be individuals, they want to be unique, and they want to really hone in on the things that make this a special part of the world.
And with that, we put Jane and Debbie back on the plane bound for London, tired but having fallen in love with the farming in our own MFR patch, and vowing to be back to see us soon. But I'll be back tomorrow, as usual, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.